राम राम हरे हरे
राम राम हरे
हरे कृष्ण। सो श्री राधा श्री नित्याय गौर सुंदर टेम्पल इट्स गॉन
राम श्री
नित्याय गौर
सुंदर
इट्स गॉन नेम नोस्बिक you are all welcome for morning Bhagavatam class. It is very auspicious day. Today is called Madhava Tithi. Ma means actually Lakshmi and Dhava means the husband of Lakshmi. So it is Madhava means husband of Lakshmi. It, and Tithi means the date.
Ma означает Lakshmi, Dhava означает супруг Lakshmi, Tithi означает дата.
So everybody in this world wants Lakshmi.
В этом мире все хотят Lakshmi.
And this is the day of Lakshmi Pati.
Сегодня день Lakshmi Pati.
And Lakshmi Madhava Tithi is Ekadashi. In the evening we'll sing this song. Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jatana Kari Palan Karo. So Madhava Tithi is Bhakti Janani. Janani means it gives birth to the Bhakti.
Janani
Bhakti. Who is good at singing? This bhajan? This one? What is the name, Prabhuji?
Jima.
D-I-M-A?
D-I-M-I.
Jima, so Jima means half. The half means demigod, God. Demigod means half God, and God means full God. So he's a bhakta now, so he's the demi. When he becomes initiated, he becomes full. Hare Krishna. So demi will sing in the evening. Show him this song. You will learn. Anyway, somebody will do it. So we are now discussing Bhagavatam. The verse is there, but before starting this verse, still I would say, see, Bhagavatam is called Kalpa Vriksha. It is the desire fulfilling tree. But not it is kalpa vriksha, but it is the ripened fruit of a kalpa vriksha. Nigam kalapatro galitam phalam. This is the Bhagavatam second verse. Nigam means Veda. Kalapatru means fulfilling desire. And Nigam also means one which you cannot approach on your own. It's beyond your reach. Galitam means ripened. Phalam means fruit. So Bhagavatam is the desire tree's mature, ripened fruit. And every tree has big branches. So Bhagavatam tree has 12 big iskanda. Iskanda means branches. So we are reading first canto, which means iskanda. First canto. So a first canto has 19 chapters. And in first canto, there are three listeners and three speakers of Bhagavatam. There are three glorified devis, are the mothers, and three Bhagavat Purush, three Bhagavat mothers, three Bhagavat Purush glorified. In Bhagavatam, there are three Bhagavat mothers.
Three
Bhagavat Purusha. So first three chapters is a dialogue between Suta Goswami and Sanakadi Rishis. And this was taking place in a place called Naimasharanya. And Suta is not a name of person, it is the name of a, it is a surname. Name of this Sutta is Ugard Sarva. And he is disciple of Sukadev Goswami. His father's name was Roma Harshan. And he was the direct disciple of Vyasadeva. And Sutas are not Brahmans. It is the Brahman, if he marries Kshatri wife, then the son will be Suta. If a Kshatri marries a Brahman woman, then the son becomes Suta. And then Sutas have the right of describing Puranas, not Vedas. Therefore, Rama Harshan was given the authority on the Puranas by Vyasadeva, not Vedas. So Suta is a speaker in first three chapters. And Sanakadi Rishis are highly qualified, renounced Brahmins. There are 88,000 celibate. There were 88,000 celibate rishis. And they wanted to stop the on march of Kali Yuga. Because Kali Yuga was marching very fast and destroying the whole spiritual culture. As a sincere Vedic rishis, they wanted to save the humanity. Like Prabhupada wanted to save the modern world, he went all the way from Vrindavan at an advanced age to the kingdom of Kali Yuga, New York, simply to save the whole world.
хотела спасти общество. Но в очень преклонном возрасте он отправился в столицу, в Вегахане, в город Нью-Йорк, чтобы выполнить эту миссию.
And then Sukhdev Goswami gave them Bhagavatam as a means to stop the onmarch of Kali Yuga. Next three chapters. Speaker is Narad.
Рассказчик Нарада.
And the listener is Vyasadeva. And this dialogue is taking place in Badrika Ashram. At the bank of Saraswati. In Bhagavatam, Narad is counted as one of the incarnation of Supreme Lord. To propagate the bhakti cult. Vyasadeva is incarnation of God also. For expansion of Vedas, Vedic knowledge. Vyasa is also name of a post, not a person. Like you are Prime Minister. You are Prime Minister. It's a post. My name, man changes. This Vyasadeva's name is Krishna Dvaipayan. Vyas is one who expands the Vedic knowledge. Anybody who is sitting on the seat and is speaking, what Vyas is spoken, he is called Vyas. This is the Vyas Asana. Anybody who sits on this, speak what Vyas is told, he is acting as Vyas. So Vyasadeva has divided one Veda into four, and then he gave many supplementary Upanishads, more than 108, and then he wrote 17 Puranas, and then he wrote Mahabharata, and but still he was unsatisfied. And he was not satisfied, so he was sitting on the bank of Saraswati. He was thinking, I am lacking something. And his spiritual master, Narad Muni, appeared there. So principle is that if we feel we are lacking something, then somebody will enlighten us. If we think we know everything, then it's no help. So always we should have a humble learning. What purpose is humble oral reception? Humbly we should be receiving the message of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And this is also interesting. In Bhagavatam, when Narada arrived, Vyasadeva stood up, gave him seat, gave him all respect, and Narada addressed his own disciple Vyasadeva as Prabhu. And same parampara, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami used to address his disciples Prabhu. And Prabhupada also taught us to address everybody, mothers and Prabhus, as Prabhus. Not Mataji, Prabhus. In early days of ISKCON, all the mothers were addressed as Prabhus. Because Prabhu means I want to serve you. Prabhu means you are master, I want to serve you. Specifically because there were only brahmacharis in the early days of this con, and for brahmachari all the women are mothers. So generally speaking, like you have a daughter, you cannot tell your daughter mother. You have a sister as a grihastha, you will not tell your sister as a mother. But brahmacharis must tell every woman mother, because then mother feels protected, he is my son. And all the grihasthas except his wife should consider all women as mother. This is the codes of morality. Anyway, so point I'm saying is, Prabhu means you are master, I am your servant. So Vyasadeva is a disciple and Narada is a guru. Why a guru is telling his disciple Prabhu? Like you are father, you have a child. Are you serving your child or child is serving you? What is their answer? You wash the cloth of child, you cook for child, you pay for child's education, ask them. Right? And you are doing all this to make him as a good man to give to the society. So similarly, Guru serves his disciple, train him and offer to the Krishna. Prabhupada was cooking for his devotees. He was serving them. In the early days, Prabhupada served all the devotees, and therefore devotees become gentlemen and they spread all over the world this Krishna conscious movement. Service is our constitutional position. Jivera Swarupaha Krishnera Nitya Das. It is the nature, constitutional position of the living entity to be the servant of Krishna. But Krishna says, I don't accept anybody if he says, I am the servant of Krishna. He says, anybody who says, I am the servant of Krishna, I accept that as my servant. You have seen the telescope to see the things which are far away? What makes the things which are far very near? What is in the telescope? What is that? This convex lens, big lens. So it's between Krishna and you, many big lenses, Krishna is near to you. If you have many devotees between you and Krishna, then you are near to Krishna. We have a parampara of the exalted devotees. So through these devotees, we can see Krishna. Therefore, Guru is called transparent via media. Through Guru, you can see Krishna. And Krishna can see you through Guru. So it should be bilateral. So Krishna should, you can see through your Guru, your Guru is to see through his Guru, so through, this is a transparent via media. So before we just read these words, third speaker is Sukadev Goswami. And listener is Maharaj Parikshit. The listener of Bhagavatam is Maharaj Parikshit. And the speaker of Bhagavatam is Sukadev Goswami. So to glorify the speaker, Parikshit Maharaj, almost 12 chapters are dedicated. Three generations of Parikshit Maharaj's mothers are glorified. Three generations of Parikshit Maharaj's fathers are glorified. And in one chapter, Sukadev Goswami is glorified. So in this way, first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam speak about listener and speaker of Bhagavatam. So we are reading today, the speaker is Narad and listener is Vyas. And this place, if anybody has, I'm coming from that place, say almost 20 days back, 25 days back, I was at the place where Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva under the instruction of Narada Muni. There are two mountains. One mountain is called Narayan Mountain, other mountain is called Nar Mountain. And in between the two, there is a Ganga flowing called Alaknanda. And 3 kilometers farther up, there is a Saraswati coming and joining Alaknanda. And on the right bank of Saraswati, there is ashram of Vyasadeva in a cave. Samprashan, it's called Samprashan Ashram here. Vadrika Ashram, and his place is called Samprashan. You know what is Badri? Badri, you know Badri? Berry tree. Once Lord Vishnu appeared as Nara Narayan to perform austerity as Brahmachari. Now where will Lakshmi go? So Narayan become Sadhu. Where Lakshmi goes? So Lakshmi has to serve Narayan. So she become a berry tree. And giving shade to the Narayan. And giving fruit to the Narayan. Therefore, Narayan was pleased. He said, now my place is called Badri Narayan. Like Radha Krishna, like Sita Ram, Badri Narayan. So Badri is Lakshmi. So now, Vyasadeva is not satisfied after so much explanation of the Vedic literature. So he's sitting there and Narad appeared there, and then he asked from Narad, what is deficiency in me? Please tell me. And now Narad Dev is explaining the deficiency within Vyasadeva's heart. So this is the verse, please repeat. Shri Narada Vacha Bhavata Nudita Prayam Yasho Bhagavato Amalam Yenaivasau Natushyeta Manyai Tadadarshanam Kilam. Shri Narada Vacha Bhavata Nodita Prayam Yasho Bhagavato Amalam Yenaivasau Natushyeta Manyai Tadadarshanam Kilam. Shri Narada Vacha Bhavata Nodita Prayam Yasho Bhagavato Amalam Yenaivasau Natushyeta manyaye tadadarshanam khilam. Repeat.
Shri
Narada vacha. Bhavatanudita prayam. Yasho bhagavato amalam. Yena vaso na tushyeta. Manyae tadarshanam akhilam. Summary. Mothers. Prabhu.
Shri
Narada vacha. Bhavatanudita prayam. Yasho bhagavato malam. Yenaiva sauna tushyeta. Manyae tadarshanam khilam. Mother? Shri Narada vacha. Bhavata nudita prayam. Yasho bhagavato malam. Yenaiva sauna tushyeta. Manyae tadarshanam khila. You can read for word for them.
Upon the view,
Shinarada. Vacha.
Bhavata. Samoy.
Amitaprayam.
Pashti Vastila.
Ishaha.
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
Krishna Sivoga.
Jitiboga.
Amalam.
Jitu
Krishna.
Yena.
Katora.
Eva.
Apidigona.
Asu.
Ivonishan Boga.
Na.
Nye.
Tushieta.
Будь довольным.
Манье.
Я думаю.
Та.
Та.
Дашана.
Философия.
Хилам.
Ниша.
Философия Ниша. Философия Ниша. So this Narada, Vyasadeva is sitting in front of Narada. Narada is sitting, Vyasadeva is sitting. And now Vyasadeva is saying, you, Bhava. Bhava means you. The directly one person, you. You have described Vedic literature elaborately, but you have not glorified Supreme Lord Sri Krishna.
Ты очень подробно описал ведическое знание, но ты не прославил Верховного Господа Шри Кришну.
That one pleases Krishna, if it is not in the literature, then that literature is inferior.
И то, что не описывает Кришна, не удовлетворяет Кришну. Такая литература является излишним.
So, now you read the translation.
Перевод. Шри Нарада сказал, ты фактически не воспел возвышенную и безупречную славу личности Бога. Философия, не доставляющая удовлетворения трансцендентным чувствам Господа, считается бесполезной.
So, any religious book which may have very elaborate philosophy, but there is no glorification of Supreme Lord, it is not a very elevated scripture.
Любое религиозное знание, любая религиозная книга, если она описывает все вопросы, но не прославляет Верховного Господа, она не считается очень такого высокого уровня.
People have all, more 99% of people, they don't know who is God.
99%
People have a vague idea about God. There are two type of people in this world: those who believe in God and those who don't believe in God. Those who don't believe in God, they are called atheists. Can somebody tell me the definition of atheist? So you need the word God to prove somebody atheist. You have to say no God, but you need God to say somebody that you don't believe in God. So you need God to be called I don't believe in God. You need God. So say somebody says God is nowhere. In English you write God is nowhere. And no and where WHER. So they put a comma after W and then say read now. And when you read then say God is now here. God is now here. But you should have eyes to see. There is some sound in this area right now. Are there some pictures in this area now? Well, then, so. No.
Yes.
Very good. Now, you have television, a radio. You can have so many sound and so many pictures, or not? Is there or not? Yes, but you don't have the machine like radio, so you can't see. You don't have a television, you cannot see. So similarly, God is here, but you don't have the eyes to see the God. Premanjan Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Sandvasadeva Hradeshu Vilokayante Yamashama Sundram Achintam Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamam. So if you have love in your eyes for God, then God is right here. If I have cataract in my eye, I cannot see Narsingdev right there. So God is there, but I have a cataract, I cannot see. But if doctor removes the cataract, then I can see the God. So, Guru is a doctor which removes the cataract of ignorance from the eye of a disciple and he can see God every day at Mangal Aarti in temple.
Так, Гуру это доктор, который устраняет эту пленку глаз иногда ученик становится способен видеть каждый день Господа. Он может приходить на Мангаларати и видеть Божество.
Ом агьянти маранда сагьянанджана шлакая. This is mantra we read. He, our eyes, we were born in ignorance of darkness and spiritual master opened the eyes. So that's what it means.
Значение этой мантры Ом агьянти маранда ся, это то, что духовный учитель открыл мне глаза и даровал мне зрение, теперь я могу видеть.
So what I said, there are people who don't believe in God and there are people who believe in God. Those who believe in God, they don't know who is God. They believe in God, but they don't know who is God. God is great. God is everywhere. God is all powerful. And everybody is God. There's one God, then how can everybody be God? One son. Is there a Siberian son separate from the Moscow son? And the Tashkent son is different from the Indian son? American son is different from Chinese son? One son giving light to the whole world. Everybody knows this is one son. They may have a different language name for that son. But the son is one. So one God. But they may have a different names. But we can see the son. We cannot see the God. And therefore we need somebody to show us God. Now we are sitting in the room. Are you seeing sun? No.
Yes.
But you still say there is day.
No, but can you anywhere
how you say this? By seeing the sunlight. The sunlight is there, so the sun is there, okay? So there are people, they say, God is light. God is light, all the light, effulgent, Brahma Jyoti. But you go out, you can see sun. So, you can also see sun, but we know there is sun God, his name is Vivaswan. Anybody has seen him? No? We know he has a chariot, he has horses, his horses have a name, and he was imparted direct knowledge of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktvan Aham Avyayam. So there is a man, his Vyas Vivasvan, he has a son, his son's name is Vivasvat Manu. So this whole story is there, but we don't know.
У него есть сын, который зовут Вивасвата Ману, и ему Господь поведал Бхагавад Гиту, что в песне Бхагавад Гиты говорится.
And Prime Minister of your country, how many of you have seen?
Сколько из вас видели премьер-министра вашей страны?
How many of you have shaked hands with him?
Так кто из вас не здоровался?
What is the answer?
No.
Yes. But you believe there is a Prime Minister.
No, there is for you.
You know his name. And he is a person. He has his wife. He has children. He has friends. You believe or not? So you have not seen, but you believe. How you believe? By hearing from newspaper? Seeing on television? Newspaper, what is the value of a newspaper? How many days you keep the newspaper in home? And when where the people read the newspaper, ask them. Where they read, just let them think. And the thing which you read in your toilet and you believe that. And the book which was written on the sacred bank of Saraswati by incarnation of God, and we don't believe. Are we really sane? What do you think? Padamalochan? We believe in newspaper, next day we throw. The beautiful photo of Radha Krishna here. We always touch like this. But you have many photos in newspaper. You touch like this? And if your photo come in newspaper, you will call your friend, see me on the second page, I am here. And after 1.5 hours, that newspaper is on the floor and some plate of prasad is on the newspaper and prasad is falling on your face. And you throw the newspaper out and the dog will lick your face. So what is the value of your photo in the newspaper? So this people believe all these things which are newspaper, which is called news, means next day it is old. So this is cheating, basically. I'm just telling you a story. People want to be cheated, so they are cheated. The person was traveling in a train. Train was stopping 15 minutes on his station. When it was 1 minute, he went down and he purchased some newspaper. And he quickly came with the newspaper in the train. And say, I asked him, why you did not go early and peacefully purchase newspaper? Why you rushed? He said, my note was very old, rotten, and I just quickly gave and just came because it won't work. Useless. Then he said, he opened the newspaper and the newspaper was 5 days old. So you want to cheat, the people don't know how to cheat. You want to read the five days old newspaper? No. So point I'm making is, people believe in God, but they don't know who is God. So nicely Jesus Christ said, I am Son of God and Father is in heaven. So God is Father, we are His children, yes? And God has made the man on His own image. So that God who has made us on His own image, who is that God? Hardly few person knows. Therefore Prabhupada says, we are telling you the not only name of God, His address, His father's name, His mother's name, Krishna jin ka naam hai, Gokul jin ka dham hai, aise Shri Bhagavan ko barambar pranam hai. यशोदा जन की मैया है नंद जी बापैया है. His father's name is Nanda Baba, his mother name is Yashoda. You need full address. So what is your name? Padam Lochan. So what is your father's name? Where do you live? There are so many Padam Lochan. So what is your mother's name? So we are giving you the full detail. But what are you doing? Next question is, what are you doing? Loot, loot, dadima kan khayo, gwal bal sang denu charayo. What is he doing? Loot the remark and khayo, gwala bala sang denu charayo. He's stealing butter and forest. He's not doing good job. No, yes. Drupada Suta ko laj bachayo. He protected Drupadi from humiliation by Kauravas. He's only helping the human beings. No. Gajko grase panda chudayo. He protect the elephant from the crocodile. Where will you find him? Kaurav Pandav ko yuddha machayo, Arjun ko upadesh sunayo. So he arranged the Mahabharata war and he gave Bhagavad Gita to Arjun. If you want to find him, go and look in the pages of Bhagavad Gita. So once Prabhupada was in some European countries and people were very pious, beautiful, nice churches, so people came and asked Prabhupada, what is your message? What do you want to give us? Prabhupada says, you are all very religious people, very nice churches, very nice. They said, what is your message? And then Prabhupada said, I am speaking most authoritative message given by Supreme Lord Himself.
Я принял наиболее авторитетное послание Верховной Личности Бога.
Krishna personally spoke Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna лично сказал Bhagavad Gita.
So, this is most authoritative scripture in which God is speaking.
Так Bhagavad Gita является наиболее авторитетным священным писанием, которое сказал сам Господь.
So now he is saying, if there is no glorification of God, then that scripture will not help you advance in spiritual life. The problem is that people don't know God. They have any vague idea. They know about their television, they know about their car, very particular about models, but they don't know about God. So the purpose of human life is to know God. And to know our relationship with God. And relationship can only be done when the God is a person. So you have a relationship like a husband and wife. You have a relationship here. You have son and mother. So there is a relationship, means person. You cannot have a relationship with nothing. Therefore, in Prabhupada discussed about relationship with God and us. You read the Prabhupada.
Личные отношения индивидуальной души с высшей душой, личностью Бога, это естественное отношение вечного слуги и вечного.